Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome back to Mission Accepted. We are so happy that you are here. You guys are incredible. You know what? You know there's a special word coming for you. You know what we always say? I'm so excited. You guys know, and a large part of you come and dial in from Ireland. And I'm talking about Ireland all the time. There's this crazy walk. I don't know who's going to do it. I know I keep saying I am, but we'll have to wait to be seen across Ireland to support this incredible music community. But here's what I was thinking about this morning. Many things, because that's the kind of brain I have. But I was thinking this morning, just the power of getting to know people and how that happens. And, you know, people, I just had, actually someone said to me yesterday, because you know, we're doing this big party of about 450 women. They're kind of doing this thing about solidarity around International Women's Day. And I had someone fairly new to me in business say to me, how do you even think about filling up, you know, 22 summits, 260, like, how do you even go there? Like, where do you go to do something like that? And what I said is you stay in business. And when I think about how people actually meet people, they're like, how do you go and meet people? Like, do you do big ads? What do you do? And I said, no, you really stay in business. And what that looks like is, you know, me 6, 7 years ago, supporting a woman in Ireland who happened to be part of my team in a direct sales company. And I'm in Vancouver, Canada. And she's like, can you fly to Ireland and let's do some events? And I'm like, well, okay, thank you, tax write-off. So, you know, I'm flying to Ireland, right? And she knows that I love to eat super, super clean food. She's also in the, you know, in the world of holistics. And she's like, oh, there's this really super cool, you know, buffet style, vegan, vegetarian, whatever. I'm like, I'm in. She's like, let's do the party there. I'm like, I'm in. So I go there. And then she introduces me to this gentleman who was sitting there so nicely, supporting her as a friend, listening to me chat. And I was talking about brain health and what have you. And then he's like, hey, I'm an author. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And we sat down and he showed me his book. And his name is Joseph McGuire. And he does this facial profiling. And so honestly, he was a guest at an event of someone else's in a country that I don't live. We chatted maybe 15, 20 minutes. And that started out, hey, I really love what you do, blah, blah, blah. I'll send you my book. And here we are, you know, I can't remember, 5, 6, 7 years. You know, you have those people in your life and you don't remember. So 5, 6, 7 years later, da-da-da-da-da, we talked this. He's come and taught my sales team. And we have all this, you know, we just have this great kind of messenger relationship, right? And so I was talking to him, I don't know, a month or something ago. And he's like, how are things going? And we're checking in. And I said, oh, hey, you know what? There's still some space in our book and there's still some space for speakers. If you know any super cool woman, connect me. And that's how I met her. So, you know, it's interesting. This is how I met Joanne, who is going to be our speaker today and share with you something that's very cool, who's taking the mission on the other side of, you know, an 8 or 9 or 10 hour flight. And so I thought about that today. I thought about how do people come into your world? You know, you hear someone on a podcast and it changes your life. Or you meet somebody at one of the most important events in your life, and that doesn't happen. It is so, it is like, it's the world of serendipity. It's how the world works. And I love that it still works that way. I love that it still works that way, that no matter what we're doing in the world of digital, what we're doing in the form of media, and trust me, I'm in media, that there's still that place where you get to come together, have that relationship, you know, learn that, you know, this person who's living in Ireland, you know, who happens to be in Kildare, who I asked this morning, we had a funny little question about, you know, I thought she had said that. I said, what's Kildare famous for? And I thought she said stout. Well, you guys know how much I love Guinness. And I'm like, but she said it in a way that didn't sound like it English. But I said, oh, no, here we say stout. She was meaning stud, like they stud horses there. So that can be some of the fun stuff that happens. But here's the thing. There is a world of people doing a world of good. And I'm very excited to have Joanne come on today. Not only is she taking the mission, not only does she have an incredible story, which I hope she shares with us on how does someone end up building a considerable business around something that people assume we know a lot about. You know, it's kind of like, oh, brush your teeth. Why do we brush our teeth? Why get a good night's sleep? Well, why do you get a good night's sleep? Well, how can sleeping well really make a difference in my business or in how I am, you know, treating my kids or whatever it is, right? And there's so much more to sleep. So I'm so happy that she's here. And so without a further ado or a longer introduction, is that the longest introduction? We're happy to have Joanne all the way from Ireland on our show today. So thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, I am. I can't wait. I can't wait to dive into this conversation and see what comes up, Debs.
Absolutely. Okay. So look, tell us maybe a little bit of how you decided to make sleep your career and, you know, what was that like for you? I mean, we talk on the show about taking the mission, why we take the mission, why we stay on the mission, but what makes someone go, because I'm pretty sure it wasn't, pretty sure it wasn't on the board. I don't know about you, but you know, we had like career day at school and they had people come in and go, oh, you can do this, you can do that. Honestly, in my day, that was like, so do you want to be like a nurse? Do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be a stewardess? I was like, I picked stewardess because I guess it had the most sense of freedom, but probably I should have been thinking a teacher. But when did it become a career? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, well, I mean, like a sleep coach, when I published my book in 2017, How to Get a Good Night's Sleep, and I became a sleep coach, a certified sleep coach soon after that. And there was very few people who were a sleep coach. So it was a unique one for sure. Absolutely. And, you know, it was a great advantage. I always remember my mentor saying to me, you know, there's not very many people doing this. You can really take this by storm, like, you know, and there are a lot of people that aren't sleeping well. But I suppose, you know, what my own personal value in sleep is, I really value sleep. It's one of my top values. And it's not something that many people would prioritize or consider it to be something of value that they would put first. Over the years, you know, from childhood right through to marriage, I've had several different instances in my life where I did not sleep well. So I had the father who was the alcoholic, and there was many late nights. I'm the eldest in my family. So going to school, I was exhausted going into school. Then fast forward when I was working, I was the first one working in my house and I had to travel quite a distance. I was exhausted going into work. I bought my car very young. Over here in Ireland, I think it was 17 years of age before I could get my license. I think it's 16 in the States, if I'm right. Yeah. So I got my license at 17 and I started driving to work. And it was a long drive. And, you know, when you're sleep deprived, driving is like driving when you're drunk. You know, you have that alcohol limit in that you're exceeded. So it's quite dangerous. I remember going into the toilets and literally going missing, put my phone on busy. I'd go missing for 20 minutes. I'd go into the loo, put the toilet seat down, and I put my head against the wall. I was like so tired. I was sick with the tiredness. I actually was in and out of work quite a lot from, you know, sick. I was catching flus and all that very, very easy. And then when I got married, you know, fast forward again, my husband, he ended up, he'd sleep apnea. I never knew what that was. You know, this is before I even became the sleep coach. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea quite by accident. And then I went through a whole grieving process as well. You know, when I was about 5 years into the marriage, we had a little girl, and I was actually sexually abused very young. I'll talk about that later because that is part of my story as well. But I had a child when I was 16. But when I got married and I had a child 5 years later after the marriage, my daughter died. And that was a big knockback. That was a huge knockback because I was just giving up on life at that stage. But after that whole process, I met a spiritual lady, and I'm really kind of fast forwarding all of this really quickly. But she taught me all about loving myself again. She taught me how to forgive myself. She taught me all about being kind, having fun, all these elements, you know, and I, this is how I was introduced to spirituality, you know, as such. And I thought this was fascinating. And my biggest takeaway from that was, oh my God, I am actually really powerful. You know, that it's how we perceive life, you know, what or how our past determines who we become, and all the learning opportunities. But I met my mentor then a few years later. I started doing holistic work like massage, Reiki, all of that. And I was loving the whole self-care thing and holistic lifestyle. And my mentor told me to write a book. It's a business card on steroids, right? That's what he said to me. And so I was like, what am I going to write a book about? But all my clients that were coming to me were tired. They were exhausted. They were fatigued. They couldn't think straight. So I went, oh my God, people need more sleep. So that's why I wrote the book on sleep. And when I wrote the book, done the research, it got even bigger. It was like, oh my God, people have got to understand the importance of sleep on all levels, not just physical, your emotional health, your mental health. And we know where the mental health is now at the moment. It's on a crisis, our spiritual health. So we need sleep for everything in our life. Everything. So that's quite a long answer, but that's why I got into sleep.
No, it's a great answer, because I think it gives it, I mean, it doesn't just give it validity. We all know that we need sleep, but sometimes I don't think we correlate. Well, I don't think we correlate. So I think as a world, waking up tired is not unusual, right? You'll hear people say, oh, I need my first coffee. I need my first this, or I need my first that, or it takes me a while to wake up, or whatever it is that we do. The sleep aid industry is a very wealthy industry. You know, sleep, actually, I think people start to talk about sleep probably more at a certain time in their life where it has just been so overaccumulated, right? Where you're so depleted. And I think it was a really key factor when you talked about being sick all the time. And people will be like, oh, I've got a cold, I've got a flu, it must be someone in the office. But they don't go, it must be my immune system. It must be, there's something about, why is he always getting sick or she always getting sick? And I don't get sick, but they get sick, or they get sick and I don't, you know what I mean? They don't get sick. And I think it's not until we start to get really educated. And then I still think it's kind of this voice in the back of our heads. It's in this voice like, you know, you should get better sleep. You should get more sleep. You shouldn't sleep on the couch. You shouldn't sleep with your work in your bed. You shouldn't sleep. Yeah, I'm laughing at myself. You shouldn't, you know, there's things that we shouldn't do. Yeah.
Like, I don't do that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes my daytime is still there in the morning. I'm like, oh, look at you. It's like, my friend. So tell us some of these fundamentals, because fundamentally we know that we need sleep, but because the results of not sleeping can end up bleeding in so many areas, tired, fatigue, road rage, you know, those kind of things. What are some of the really strong, basic understanding of saying to somebody, look, you really need to take this sleep thing kind of seriously?
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head there when you said, you know, when we're younger, we don't tend to look at these things because our body is so forgiving. Like we're invincible. You know, we can stay up all night and go nightclubbing. And I did that. And, you know, and you get over, you bounce back really quickly. But as we progress, you know, we have all our different life stages. And as we progress, things start to slow down. And there's this thing called aging, right? But it doesn't have to be the way people perceive aging, right? It's our lifestyle. It's how we're living our life that can determine, you know, if we start to, we're sitting down too long or on the Zoom calls, or we're not moving. You know, we need to exercise. Actually, I don't like that word exercise. I'll call it movement or been active. Okay. But we absolutely have to. It's part of our biology. And then our hormones start to decrease, you know, like our sleep hormone, our melatonin, all these things start to decrease as we age. And we've got to honor our body. But the key thing is, Debs, is if we understand this, and this is why I'm really creating this awareness. You know, I even speak to teenagers in schools about sleep, right, when it comes to memory and learning. But when we understand this and we put in place something that we will honor and respect our bodies, right, so that will perform better. And we all want better performance, whether you're an entrepreneur, you're a CEO, a wife, right? We all want better performance in whatever role that we play every day. And sleep can give us that. And the fundamentals, right, is, okay, so you mentioned the immune system. So when we're in a deep sleep, and it's only in our deep phase of sleep where our killer cells, this is part of our immune system, and they kill all the baddies in us, right? Any viruses or whatever. We have, with these killer cells, they're only produced when we're in a deep phase of sleep. So we have different phases of sleep. So we need to reach that deep sleep, not a light sleep. So we really need to reach that deep sleep. And if we lack sleep, we can compromise our immune system by up to 50%. And depending on if you've any other underlying conditions, but between 50 and 70%, but say 50% for the average person, and that's a lot of your immune system to be compromised when you don't sleep well. And I'm talking maybe an hour or two less than what your normal sleep time is. And it's really individual as well, Debs, because we're all different, you know, we all have different needs. So this is why it's really important. We're bio-individuals. We need to understand what it is that works for our body, you know, and like some foods for some people would be amazing, where it could be the same food poison for other people. So we got to understand what works for our body as well, you know, with lifestyle, exercise, all these things. But the immune system, our cardiovascular health, and heart disease is the number one killer in the world. Our body goes through this whole clean and detoxification, and our body has to be at rest to turn on this process of detoxification. Even our brain, lots of people, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, and there's a whole cleaning process that goes on in the brain. I mean, I could go on, but there's so many different aspects, and there's not one thing that's not affected biologically, you know, from a good night of sleep. So everybody needs it. It's a priority for, you know, for feeling good, you know, just really feeling good and having performance and energy levels.
I mean, I love how you say that there's, I mean, we believe that too in Ayurveda, where it's different for everybody. And you'll hear people, they'll say, oh, you know, I'm a 6 hour, I'm an 8 hour, I'm a 7 hour. And then you can go and when you read information, it will, you know, it can be a little challenging because it's a little bit generic. And I, you know, touche, just because I understand the brain. And at a certain point when you're sleeping, you know, your brain is getting cleaned, like you said, you know. So we always say that there's a housekeeper, you know, housekeepers come in and clean your brain while you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's it.
So
yeah.
Where do people end up? Like, how do people come to you? Are they like, do they have an understanding that they need sleep, but they don't? I mean, it seems like an obvious for people, like, okay, well, I'm just going to sleep more, right? So how do you build a business on telling people about sleep? Or is it really your business is about educating people about sleep and then letting them do their thing? Like, how, you know what it is?
It's both. So first of all, unfortunately, like many things, we wait till we're sick or we wait till we're at a dead end, you know, burnout. And there's lots and lots of people that are experiencing burnout, right? We're living in a really fast, very busy, very fast paced world at the moment. And technology is a challenge. Like, technology is great, but I don't think we have, in my opinion, we don't have respect for technology. It's way too fast. It's way too stimulating for us. And even our young teenagers, our young children own mobile phones now, right? That is a big, big problem. Their brain is not fully developed for these things. That's a whole other podcast.
We'll have you back. Talk about brain, we'll be back anytime.
It's a big one, but we're living in a really fast paced world. And the number one thing is we got to slow down. We got to understand and review and really check in with ourselves. And we're not doing that, right? We're just going. We're trying to make as much money as we can. There's not enough hours in the day for people, right? So we're going, doing. We're never resting, right? We're never resting. And what I do is, like, I educate people about the importance of sleep, and I can say all the, I have to be really careful, actually, Debs, right? Because I've got all these statistics about, you know, 50 million people in America are having sleep disorders, and this percentage of people are sleeping insufficient amount of hours, and it can cause this and cause that and dementia. And like, I can give horror stories about the statistics with sleep. And, you know, and I have actually given talks like way back, and people have come away from it depressed, going, holy shit, I'm not listening to her again. Like, that's depressing. the amount of things that can go wrong when you don't sleep, right? So to be really careful. But my point is, it is detrimental if we don't do it right. So it's, we each as individuals, and this is why I love the word empowerment, and I love empowering people, right? Because I can't do it for them. I really inspire, educate, and empower. They're my three words, because I want to inspire people to really listen to me and understand the importance of sleep, and to empower you to know what it is that works for you in all the different, we talk about the life cycle, the wheel of life, right? We have all different areas in our life, and to understand not just the sleep mechanisms at nighttime, but what we're doing during the daytime that's sapping us of our energy, that's causing us emotional turmoil, you know, during the daytime, because there's a very big emotional healing part in our REM sleep when we're dreaming. This is another part of essential part of sleep. And look, we've mental health, loads of mental health problems. We need to have our REM sleep, right, for that. So yeah, and as you can see, I can talk about this forever because I'm just so passionate about it, and it just affects every single area of our lives. But really educating people, creating the awareness first of all, but then to empower people to understand where they are in this, and to understand, you know, what area of your life is zapping of your energy, and then also to encourage people to check in with themselves. There's loads of people with these the watches, the Fitbit, and all of this, and the wearable devices. Look, they're great, but the problem is, Debs, and I see this time and time again, people wake up in the morning or they're talking to me, I'm coaching them, and they go, well, my Fitbit said this, and I'm like, yeah, but what do you say? Have you checked in with your body yourself, you know? And they're literally relying on these devices. And then what's happening, there's a sleep anxiety then that's been created on top of their already existing problem. So sleep anxiety is a real thing. So we need to start just using pen and paper and just writing down, you know, keeping a 7-day diary and just writing it down and how you feel. And, you know, what did I eat today that made me not sleep well? Maybe I had a glass the wine that didn't sit with me, right? All these things. But I do think, you know, maybe for 2 weeks to use a tracking device, you know, a wearable device, but don't rely on it all the time. So that's the problem. But yeah, so it's just fascinating.
It is fascinating. And I could see how I mean, if you were running an office and you had a team of people, I mean, how often, like you said, do they come in, it's like, oh, I'm tired, or I didn't have a good night's sleep last night. And I think we know, like, it's annoyingness, but it's almost like prefrontal cortex annoyingness. We understand it, and then we just kind of let it go because it's such a societal acceptance, right? It's this, we've just, how often have we heard the word tired? It's kind of like how I don't say the word busy anymore. We don't say busy. I don't talk busy when people go, you're so busy. I'm like, yeah. I'm so abundant. Yeah. I'm yeah. so abundant, right? And change it around. What are some of the things? So that was great. You know, having someone track their sleep. I could see how, you know, you coming and speaking in at a school. I mean, oh my gosh, as we're sitting here, I'm thinking, oh, I would love for you to be, I'd love for my, you know, 19-year-old to hear what you say, because then they hear it, they hear it differently. Yeah. And those things really sit in your head when you hear something, when we know when we're not doing good things for our body. And it's kind of great when we have someone kind of validate that for us, even if it just makes us shift a little bit, even if it gets us off our phone a little bit more, even if it's like, don't, you know, we're now all trying not to take our phones and put them on the table when we go out to eat, or keeping it in your purse. Or, I mean, it's kind of like we're doing these little things that can make a big difference. Right. And that's what it sounds like, tracking where you come from, like, you know, not where you come from, but where your fatigue may be coming from in terms of how you're not getting a good sleep, writing that down before you go to bed at night, what have you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And what you said about the phones on the table as well, I believe that the family bonding has been broken from these mobile devices, like, huge. Again, I could talk an hour about that, but I'm very, very passionate. It really upsets me. And I have a podcast as well called The Empowering Family Health. So I'm all about empowering families because, you know, and I can get into that, but I really believe in the family bond and the family unit, because that's where we come from. And our children, who our children become, is as a result of the family unit, you know, and that's their foundation, you know. And you know, they talk about first 7 years of your life, that's where you're programmed and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's just fundamental that we understand this and we provide the right environment for our children. But I believe that parents need to be at their best, because I believe our role as I'm a mother myself, and I believe my role as a mother is to guide my child, not to tell them what to do, because we don't own our children. I know that sounds a bit, but we don't own our children, right? They have the right to do what they, you know, at a certain age, obviously, but we're there to guide them, you know, and to encourage them and whatever it is that they love to do, because that's what life is all about. And we talk about going out for jobs and all of this, it's you gotta love what you do, because then you're not really working, and that's when you show up at your best and you do the best work, is when you're doing something that you love. And yeah, so that's where the whole family, empowering the whole family to be at their best, and a good night of sleep will enable the parents to be at their best so that they can be at their best then for the children. You know, we've heard of parents getting up in the morning and going nagging at the children, or putting their shit on onto the children. We do that, like, you know, if we're in bad form, we off inject it into our kids, like, you know, and that's what happens. That's the reality. But when we understand that, it's like, oh my God, if I just had a good night of sleep, I wouldn't be that way, because our amygdala, our emotional brain, is amplified. Because you talked about the prefrontal cortex here, right? This is where our executive function is, right? And our consciousness and all of that, our planning, decision making, all that. But what happens when we're sleep deprived, it's disconnected from our amygdala. So we've got irrational thinking going on and we just fly off the handle. We're triggered so much easier. And this is why we have fights with our other half, you know, and it affects relationships. Relationships is huge when you're not sleeping well. It really has a big impact. So, yeah.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, when you think about that, right? You think about having that as part of, you know, couple counseling. Or, you know, like those relation, just having that, you know, when people go for relationship counseling, it's probably rare and few and far between that the therapist funny. Is like, let's talk about your sleep patterns, right?
Yeah. It's like the last thing you think you'd be talking about.
Last, yeah, it's the last thing you think that you're going to talk about. But I think it all matters.
I'm stressed to the hilt. I'm going through a divorce. How can I sleep? Yeah. And it's funny because I'm actually speaking at a divorce conference in November. Now, it's funny that you say that, actually. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. So you must from the time. So did you say in 2017, this is when this all kind of came to you? Or how long have you been in the world of sleep? Because you must be seeing, and hopefully you're seeing some progression and some conversations, and have your you're getting called into things like tell us a little bit about the business part of being a sleep coach. Like, yeah.
So there's various different ways that people can work with me. You know, I do a lot of online training, and I'm a bit techie myself, so I have that added advantage, you know, when it comes to setting up all the sales funnel-y things and all that sort of thing. So I do a lot of online training, so pre-recorded, live, all that kind of stuff. And then people hire me. So I've health groups who hire me to come in and speak. And I love that, Debs, because I hate marketing. So I just show up, right? I just show up and get paid and talk. And then I could write programs for other coaches as part of their health programs. That's something else I do. And then I also go and speak in schools. And I'm really passionate about that. I spoke in May to a secondary school. They're doing their final year exams, their leaving cert and junior cert exams. And I went in and spoke to them about memory and learning, how to really enhance their memory and learning with sleep. And I talked about the technology, the mobile phone, all that sort of stuff. And they were fascinated. They were actually fascinated and actually got questions. And it's not normal for students to come up and talk to you like afterwards, you know, but I got that. So it was a great experience. So that's mainly, and then I've got my podcast as well. And I do live events, my own live events. And I do a lot of collaborations as well. That's something that's really, I find, is the in thing now. Well, it has been for a number of years, but I love how people are collaborating with each other now. And, you know, I was at a gala ball there on Sunday evening. I show you, I was up for my awards. I just happened to have this here. Yay! This is my So I was at my gala ball on Sunday, and I met another sleep coach, and we hung out together for the best part of the evening, and we were you know, talking about various things, and he was introducing me to people. And you wouldn't have got that maybe 20 years ago. It was like, oh, he's sleep, keep awake, I'm competition. It's like, it's none of that. Now he was introducing me to people, you know, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And it's just a whole other world. It's just a shift in how people are working together. Because do you know what, Debs? At the end of the day, everybody wants to make a difference in the world, right? Everybody does, right? All these heart-led centered people. And if I even refer somebody to someone, like, you wouldn't hear of referring before, like, oh, keep all the clients to yourself. If I had a client last month and I referred him to a neurodivergence coach, and I helped him as much as I could with his children, he was having difficulties around that. And then I said, okay, you need to work with this other person. I introduced, he had a talk, whatever. I happened to interview on my podcast, and he hasn't stopped thanking me. And now, like, I've built a rapport with him, not because I kept, but I gave him to somebody else who could help him, like, you know. And the way I look at it is, if he's getting on better in his life and he's in better form and all of that, that's going to have a ripple effect on the people he meets on a daily basis, right? Mm-hmm. And so on. And, you know, that rippling out it's my world too. Like, I am part of this world too. And if that ripple effects reach enough people, you know, and we all, you know, if we all do a little bit to collaborate, and that's like, it's actually, they say it's a big world, it's a small world really, actually, you know, and we all get together and do this, it's just unbelievable what can happen, what can unfold.
I just wanted to you know, hashtag moment, whatever, like, it's my world too. And, you know, I get to, and so do you, because we're in media, we get to talk to many people. And when you say that, I can see how you'd say everybody wants to help people, because really, first of all, that's kind of who we're vibing with. But second, yeah, at the heart of most projects is this sense of making the world a better place. However you play that out, you know, for me, it's music, for you, it's sleep. For me, in another, you know, world, it's like helping people with the strategic part of their business, right? You know what I mean? It's like, people are like, well, that's kind of boring. It's like, well, no, because you're just helping someone create platform to go do what they do. And it's my world too, like you said, right? So there is a real movement around collaboration. And I can see how, I mean, that's where specialists come in, right? I think that even in our medical system, that sometimes that's where some of the challenge has been, where they haven't been allowed, people haven't been given the license to say, you know what? I don't know. I've taken you as far as I can take you. It's a hard thing, but it's getting less and less and less. Like, I've taken you as far as I can go, but here, I know somebody that can get you, you know, more, better, bigger, grander. Do you know what I mean?
And there is a strength in that.
It has been a collaborative. It has been a collaborative world. I've seen that really shift. And it's funny when you say that, you wouldn't see that 20 years ago. I don't know if anyone would be talking about sleep 20 years ago. Do you know what I mean? They just would live with it. And I think we come from the generation, or I'll say that I come from the generation where we just lived with things like that. Like, yeah, that was just the price of being, you know, that's, you had to get up, you had to do it, you had to work late, you had to this, and you just somehow tried to figure that out.
Yeah, a lot of people were just resigned to the fact, oh, I didn't sleep well last night, and they're resigned to it. So they're disempowered. Yeah. Then they're like, oh, I'm going to have a shit day. And then they've created this day that hasn't even happened already, you know, so they're going to have a shit day because they didn't sleep well, and oh, all this sort of stuff.
We've kind of been doing a deep dive. And I know that when we were talking pre-show about, there's so much not sleeping that's so much deeper than that. Is that really what we're talking about here? Is this the deeper underlings of someone not sleeping? Like, how can do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's great you asked that question, because it's something I'm really looking into, especially in the last year or so, you know. And when you look at sleep, Sleep is essential for life. We'll die without sleep, right? It's been on record, I don't know, 11 days, 11 nights. They actually won't allow you to do it on the Guinness World Book of Records anymore, because it's a high risk of dying, right? So you're not allowed to participate in that stunt anymore.
Wow. That's a wow moment. Like, that's a wow moment. Like, that's a walkout TEDx, start on the stage and say, if you ever wanted to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, are not sleeping, it's not allowed because of the death factor. I mean, that's a TEDx talk. I'm not coaching you. I mean, here's my coach, but that's so powerful. Like, that is such a powerful statement, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I didn't interrupt, but I think that's really important to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's how essential sleep is. And even after, you know, if you go 24 hours without sleep and 48 hours, you start to hallucinate and go psycho. All these crazy things start happening to us. We can't function. We just can't function. Never mind going 3 or 4 days or whatever. Like most people can't even do like 24 hours, and you're just, oh my God, you can't function. Like, but life is, so we need sleep for life. Okay, it's essential for life, along with air, food, and water, and all these things we can't survive. We'll die without those. But I often wondered, you know, if sleep, you know, is such a crucial thing for life, but yet when we sleep, we're at our most vulnerablest. And what I mean by that, if you go back to when we lived in caves, right? Because you're unconscious, you know, for how many hours. Now, I know we slept in, you know, two different lots, maybe, you know, at that time, and nature did that on purpose, right? Nature is so clever. But but we have to be safe, you know, not be eaten by this tiger, you know, we have to be safe. So, and now in this current world, that element of safety, like safety is, it's on the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We need to feel safe. Like we absolutely need to feel safe, right? And for many of us, we actually don't feel safe, but not many people correlate this, you know, with not being able to sleep well. There's so much going on in the world at the moment where lots of uncertainty. You know, we're not sure what the future holds for us. There's been lots of divisions in families, right? Lots of marital breakups, lots of children fighting with the parents, lots of in-laws not talking to each other. Loads of stuff has happened over the last number of years, right? Lots of stress, lots of things happening. So sleep. And many of us are on it, and there's more and more, like the numbers have gone up with sleep deprivation and the inability to sleep, insomnia, which is a sleep disorder itself. So the numbers have gone up. So why is that? Well, a lot has happened over the last number of years, and we're becoming more and more this feeling of not feeling safe, right? So so when you consider that, it's like, oh my God. So then you can go and have a look at all the different areas in your life, like where do I not feel safe? Because when you don't feel safe, there's resistance, there's it's zapping your energy. So if we look at relationships, if we look at a career, 80% of people in their careers are not happy with their career. They're only doing it for the money. And that's not self-fulfilling at all, you know. So no wonder, like, we're not sleeping well. All these things that are going on. So if we start to look at, break it down into the different areas of our life, are we really doing every day what it is that we value? So it comes back to values, right? And John D. Martini, I'm sure you know John D. Martini, I love his work about values. What's your most important thing that you like to do? And, you know, where do you spend most of your time? Where do you spend most of your money? What's your space like? You know, what do you have surrounding your space? Like, what do you value? And this, and he has a free valuation, a determination valuation process or something that's called, that you can do on his website. But when we understand this, what's important to us, because for many of us, we give to people to please them. So in order that we'll be validated and loved and accepted and all of this, so we don't have a sense of worthiness. Anyway, there's so much of this. It's multifactorial. But the bottom line is we don't feel safe enough to just go unconscious and just go and fall into that deep sleep. So there's a lot involved in it, Debs. There's just so much.
We're not living.
The other thing as well, Debs, is we're not living. When we talk about, you know, we live from in the head and in the heart as well. And the heart is the matter. The heart of who we are. The heart is where love is. And we do have chakras. Some people don't believe, but you know, it's whatever. But we do have energy centers, and we are energy primarily first before we are matter, and the heart. It's been shown on HeartMath Institute that we have a electromagnetic vibration coming from our heart that's absolutely massive. And this is where the vibration of love and joy is. And that can't be activated if we're not sleeping well, because we're up here in the head, in the reptilian brain. Oh God, sorry, Debs. I could just go on.
It's not like you're all over the place and silver bobbling, or I would have interrupted you professionally, but I would have. So you're going down it's incredible how you're going down, because we talked about it's deeper. I don't know if you get any deeper than someone feeling safe. I don't know if I do. I always say that I've gotten to where I've gotten through by, you know, always having some kind of expert in my life. And one of them has been a counselor. I mean, I don't know. Do you get through life without ever talking to somebody? I'm not sure. And is that not a fundamental, like, eating, like being able to, you know, to eat, to drink, to breathe, and to feel safe, which is what, you know, which is what, like, we know when we're recommending people to meditate, when we're recommending people to make sure that they've got someone in their life they can talk to, who it is, it's about feeling heard, feeling safe. And, you know, I've never put that together with sleeping, right? Like being able to sleep, like we talk about unwinding. You know, unwinding, like don't, you know, sit there and watch, you know, play games, sleep before you go to bed and all that stuff. Unwinding and then calming down enough to get, you know, this thing to stop yadda yadding. And I'm holding my head for those of you that are listening and not watching. And then, you know, being able to drift off to sleep. You know, we hear things like don't watch the news before you go to bed, you know, that
the brain plays things out.
Yeah.
That's part of it too. Absolutely. You know, but like to go on a deeper level, when we really look, like, because the numbers are just increasing. So what's happened in the world in the last number of years that's causing these numbers to increase, and people literally not being able to sleep? And even if people are saying that they've slept, but they're still waking up tired because they haven't had a deep sleep. They're just sleeping very lightly. They're not getting to that really deep because the brain waves have to slow down. Our brains go through different frequencies again, and that has to happen. Like, we go into the theta, or I think you call it, no, you call it theta in the US, we call it theta in Ireland. They're different pronunciations. So there did the brain waves, and then delta is where the deep sleep is, the slow wave sleep. So we absolutely have to reach that for all, and that's where the healing and repairing is done. The brain is cleaned out, detoxification, all that sort of stuff. The liver is at work. So yeah, so we absolutely have to. And if we wake up in the morning with brain fog and we're still tired, that process hasn't happened for the clearing out, for the brain to eliminate all this adenosine. This is a chemical in the brain that has to clear out for us to feel awake again.
Right.
So there's so much depth that goes on.
Well, obviously, I think we answered that question when people come to you, why and how and what. I mean, really, this information and being able to individually, because, you know, you can, everybody has different situations. There's people that work graveyard. There's people that work out of town. There's people that have children. I mean, my daughter has 2 under 3, you know, what is sleep? I mean, for parents that remember those days, or, oh, is your baby, it, honestly, it's one of the 3 questions when you have a baby, is your baby a sleeper? Because it's a shared pain. Oh, I just got a puppy. Oh, and then another one's like, oh my gosh, like, you're not sleeping. Like, you got your house, like, you know what I mean? All those kind of things. And we relate it to sleep. So I can see why so many people would need to have almost like an individual plan. And I absolutely just love what you do. So we could go on and on and on, but I know that you have a free gift for everybody that's going to be able to give them some information. And I'd love to, you know, I have a bit of a, you know, funky little question for you on the side here, but while we're talking a little bit, yeah, you're like, ooh, what's that? While we're talking a little bit about what you do here, I'd love to ask you, you know, just a couple of basic, and then tell people where to get this, you know, the free ebook. I know that you're giving away, which is like, hello, so gracious, right? Can you tell us that information?
Yeah, so it's an ebook, and it's, oh God, what's it called? Improve Your Sleep, Improve Your Life. That's what it's called. And yeah, it's a very comprehensive ebook, lots of great tips in there. So you can get it on joannecallahan.com. And I spell my name J-O-H-A-N-N. Very big, long story, but anyway, it's a unique spelling, J-O-H-A-N-N, Joanne Callahan. I am Irish. It's not German or Brazilian or anything. I am Irish. So joannecallahan.com, and you can download the free gift there.
Awesome. Okay. People can reach out to you. They can do all sorts of things. And of course, we'll have all that information in the show notes. So I'm just going to take us on a little bit outside of that box a little bit. I've got a couple of questions that I want to ask you.
Okay.
And I always believe in, well, look, you know what? I think the interesting thing is who introduced me. I mean, this is how the world unfolds. And I think we both believe, and you believe in energy, and of course, chakras exist and all that good stuff. So I think it's really powerful what we put out there in the world, right? And I know that you do too. And you give so much. And I think that those that are heart-centered driven businesses, we do, you know, we give and we gift. And so not in your business, but it could be, it could come up that way, but it's really powerful to put out to the world something that you absolutely would love. And I'd love for us today on the show, what is something on your bucket list? I mean, I've seen magic happen. It's happened for me. I love, you know, the stories that I've heard about people putting something out, and then all of a sudden, like, it comes back because someone's listening to this show in the archives 2 years from now. And they're like, what do you mean that she wants to fly a glider plane upside down? I'll take her out on my glider plane. So what, which I did, by the way, I did that. Oh, I didn't go upside down in the glider plane. I went upside down in a Cessna. But anyways, what is something we're going to put out to the world for you today, my friend?
Okay, so you got me there when you initially asked me, then it came to my mind. So there is something that I would, so my work around sleep, right? I feel, Debs, and this is personal as well, but I feel that my work around sleep is not what I'm here on the earth to do primarily, I feel that this is part of, it's like, it's a door opener for me into something bigger. Okay. And sleep will always be part of my, because I've had my experience of sleep and all the rest, not being able to sleep. So it is definitely part of it, but it's a doorway into something bigger. Now, when I was, I mentioned briefly, when I was 16, I was sexually abused and I had a child very young. So I was a lone parent for a long, long time. And then I told you, when I did get married, we eventually had a child and my baby died, unfortunately. And that was when I was suicidal, Debs. I was in a very, very dark place. Like, it was awful. So the work that I really want, and I've been very much held back, it kind of opened up for me last year, is to work somehow with... So I worked with CARI, Children at Risk in Ireland, and they're a charity organisation who help families of children who have been sexually abused. I last year just started to speak about my story. I do want to write a book about my life story, because there's a lot. I've been sexually abused when I was six as well by two adults. There was a.
Oh, sweetie, you cut out there a little bit.
So I was sexually abused when I was six years of age, two adults as well. And I seem to have lots of various stories around that. But I feel that what happened is it's not what happened. It's how I grew from that. But my message that I have to share with people, I feel there's a lot of people that don't have a voice, that are trapped in their circumstances, you know, what happened. And last year when I spoke out, I was a spokesperson for CARI. I ended up in on RTE News, which is a big, I don't know if you know RTE, RTE is a very big, so I spoke on, I was on that, I was interviewed, the whole crew came out here to my house and we done an interview. But my point is, I'd love to do some work around that too. And I have to say, it wasn't easy. I had to get a lot of coaching going through the process, because lots of new stuff came up for me, right? So I had to mind myself through the process. But I would love to be able to help other people who, you know, teenagers and parents of teenagers who are finding themselves in that position. Maybe they've blocked it out, because that's what the brain does. And it's locked in our tissues. But I'd love to do some work around that, Deb. Sorry, that was a bit of a long answer. But I'd love to do some work around that and help people, who need, give them a voice that they can just say. And I've had loads of messages, people saying, God, Joanne, thank you for sharing that, me too. They didn't have to articulate or say, and all they had to do was say, me too. It's something that I found true forgiveness, because I had a lot of shame around that, and I only discovered that last year. So there you go, that's what I'd love to do.
Okay, well, you know, it's about putting it out there, right? It's about putting it out there. And we're gonna wrap up with the question that I always wrap up with, and then we are going to let people get in touch with you. And that is one simple answer, one simple question. People go, oh my gosh, I don't know how I can pick one, but you're going to. And okay, that is, if you're on your way to a desert island and you have one suitcase and you've got room for one album, and it is the album that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days, quickly, top of your head, what comes to you?
Prince.
All right.
Bring me back to the 80s.
There you go, 90s. Prince. Purple Rain. Okay, yeah. Sounds great. What a pleasure to have you on the show today. I can't wait to have you back. I know we're going to be talking again soon. Thank you guys for listening. It's incredible. We love you. We're so appreciative of you. Please share this information. Obviously, everyone needs to have a good night's sleep. And if you want more information, you know where to go. And if you want to be sitting where Joanne is sitting today and you have something to share, and there's something about your mission that you feel people need to hear about, please just reach out to us at deb@debdrummond.com. We will see you at the next Stand Up, Speak Up and Show Up event. Go to the website, debdrummond.com, go to the events. We have 22 event summits for you guys to come and listen to information like this that's going to rock and change your world. So you do you. You guys stay groovy. We'll see you again soon. Bye for now.